Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Dawn Grant. Welcome to February of 2010. And I like to take the opportunity in February to talk about love. You know, it's something that my experience, anyways, from talking to a lot of people, my perception from people is that love is almost like a faux pas or too much emotion to talk about it, or too far fetched, or maybe that's not even the right word, but it just seems like it's not something that people want to talk about, or that is too sensitive to talk about it, that we all have to act like we're tougher than love. And one of the great things by an author who is also an educator, his name's Leo Bascaldia, is that he started doing group get-togethers in order to talk about love, to try to get a definition of it. And eventually, from many years as an educator and having these get-togethers, he was an associate professor of education at the University of Southern California. He did lectures and appearances and again held these love courses. And the results of it is what he ended up putting into a book called Love. He has a basic theory, and that love is learned, and that everyone can and should learn to love. The book that he wrote has been around for a while now, and it was interesting because my first exposure to it, it was copyright in 1972, but my first exposure to it was in probably my first or second year in college, and I was in a creativity class, and that was what he had us do, was read the book Love, and to discuss it and to work through the different chapters together. And I remember at that young age thinking, what is this teacher doing? What's this professor doing? Why in a creativity class is he having us read about love? Well, once you get to the book, you realize why that is. And because it's, you know, our creativity is an expression of our feeling and emotion, and love is one of the greatest emotions, but one of the most complex and undefined. I highly recommend the book Love, and I'll be speaking from it and about it and from information that Leo Bascaldia came across throughout this month of February. The quote that I pulled out for today's chat and today's quote is, it is difficult for some people to accept that love is a choice. This seems to run counter to the generally accepted theory of romantic love, which expounds that love is inborn and as such requires no more than to accept it. So basically what Leo is pointing out here is that most people feel, and when they think about love, they think of the romantic love. And the theory of romantic love basically implies and has as a part of it that love is inborn, which Leo does not disagree that love is within us, that, you know, it's an innate part of the human experience, that a child wants to be loved, wants to experience the feeling of being loved. And it's been proven through many studies that with love, that a child evolves more quickly and grows and is healthier and is stronger. And not only have they done studies with animals, but they've done studies with humans, but an observation of situations in which a child's been left without nurturing and without love, versus, you know, one that has a healthy upbringing. And in animals, when they've seen, you know, that an infant, a child, a baby, a tiny animal, when not given love, but given the basics of food and shelter and things like that, that it does not mature in the same way, it does not evolve in the same way, it is not as healthy. So we're not arguing that love is within us. The capability of it is within us. And also, when we're born, it is something that we need. But what Leo learned from working with and around and learning together with many thousands of people is that it does require more than just accepting it, that love is a choice. You, again, just highly recommending this book, but you know, many of the things that is recognized or that Leo had recognized is that what the basic need is for choice is a desire or a wish to know love. You have to make a decision or have that inner desire or choice to get to know love and to express love and to experience love. It is learned. It is an emotional reaction. It's a response to learned behaviors and stimuli. It's affected by interactions with others, and it's affected by a person's ability to learn, like your learning ability or your intellect. It's affected by the type and the strength of the reinforcers that are present, meaning, you know, when you do try little parts of loving acts, and it depends on what type of reinforcer is present there, of whether you feel that that was a good way to act or behave. To the degree that others respond to it or don't respond to it. So love is like a dynamic interaction. It's lived every second of our lives and all of our lives. We don't necessarily fall in love because love is there to some degree from the beginning, but we do grow in love, that as time goes on, the more one learns, the more his opportunities to change his behavior and his responses and to expand his ability to love, you know, gets greater. So a person is either constantly growing in love or they are dying, which again has been proven by observation and animals and everything else. So it's a person's actions as well as his interactions that will change throughout the life. And that is why it is a growing in love. So if one wishes to love and one wishes to know love, one must make a choice then to live love in action. And you can think about it and you can read it and you can discuss it and you can debate it and you can analyze it and everything else. But you will only learn to love when you're acting on it, when you maybe have acquired some knowledge or acquired some experience and act it out. And then it is reacted to. And knowledge is gained, and knowledge becomes valueless, and you keep growing, and you keep expanding, and you keep getting better at loving and expressing love. So one of the things to recognize, though, is that love does not have to be reciprocated, that you do learn from feedback, But some of that feedback can come from yourself, you know, how you feel about you and what happens within you when you express love, when you express kindness, when you express, you know, generosity. So there's always this a base for love within all human beings. And if you have spent any time in your life thinking that you are unlovable or incapable of loving, then you're wrong. Because we all have a base for love and we all have the potential to grow in love. It's present within every human being. And so love is a process of building upon what is already there. It's not feeling as if that you have to all of a sudden figure out how to do it and that it was something that was lacking. It's always been there to some degree. It's a process of building upon it then. And it is never complete in a person. So don't ever feel like you know that you get to a point where you've mastered it. It's a continual growing process. There's always room for growth. At a different point in each person's life, they can be at different levels of development in this process. So it's always a choice, though. It's a choice to participate in life with love. You're never complete in realizing it or actualizing it. And perfect love is rare, or if at all, is something that isn't necessarily completely achieved, because it's an evolution, it's a growth. So the greatest challenge for humans then is to evolve and actualize in love. The realization of love within oneself and to build upon it. And we all know, we've all heard that you must love yourself before you can love another. So, you know, Leo got pretty concerned and agitated that he was one of the only people studying and learning and speaking about love, you know, that had moved beyond the social faux pas barriers and decided that it was something that he was going to learn and discuss. And it's interesting, you know, something that has been proven that will either help a person live a complete life or be contributing to death. It's something that is such a major part of the human experience has been avoided and ignored for so long. And that's because, you know, it's very hard to define love. It's very hard. And Leo expresses that in much of his work, that there is no one definition for it. It's different in all human beings. You know, if you said to a friend, "I love you," a friend has a pretty good idea of what that means. But if you said it to a person that you've been dating or in a relationship with or have been married to, it can mean a zillion different things. So there's all different degrees and levels of love. So it's very hard to define it, and all humans experience it differently. But it is known that love is trusting. Experience has convinced us that that fools are the only ones that trust or that believe or accept all things. And if it was true, then love would be the most foolish of all things, because love is founded on trust, and it's founded on belief, and it's founded on acceptance. So love means to commit to yourself without guarantee, to give yourself completely in the hope that your love will produce love in a loved person. But love is an act of faith, and whoever is of little faith is also of little love. And that's one of Leo's quotes as well, that perfect love would be one that gives all and expects nothing. It would be willing and delighted to take anything that was offered, and the more the better, but it would ask for nothing. For if one expects nothing and asks for nothing, he can never be deceived or disappointed. And it is only when love demands that it brings on pain. So highly recommending Leo Biscaglia's work. And the quote is for today is, it is difficult for some people to accept that love is a choice. This seems to run counter to the generally accepted theory of romantic love, which expounds that love is inborn and as such requires no more than to accept it. I hope that you've learned a bit and can look within yourself and find the love that is already there and make a choice to deliberately expand upon it and evolve with it. Chat with you next time. We'll be chatting about love for all of February.